The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio, and welcome to everyone listening from around not only the greater Puget Sound area, but also throughout the United States, throughout the Answers for Elders podcast network. We are so excited to have you with us and certainly talking about our families, what is happening. And before we start the show today, I want to ask each and every one of you, how often have you felt alone in this process of caring for a loved one? How often have you been in a situation where you feel like you've got a million decisions to make on behalf of a senior loved one, and you feel like you're just all alone in the process and you don't have all the facts? Well, if you have these feelings, we want you to stick around with us for this hour, because one of our very, very favorite people, wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements, is here to share with you a little bit about how you're not alone in this process. And Daphne, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. This is a topic that's near and dear, because you are not alone. It's just a matter of reaching out for help.
Mm-hmm. It is. And Daphne, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and but one of the things I remember when I was taking care of my mom, there was terminology that would come up. People would use, things like POA or CCRC or elder care type lingo. I didn't understand at the time between what is independent, what's assisted living, what's skilled nursing. I didn't know how to categorize my loved one. I was too close to the situation because I was coming from it from an emotional standpoint. And the other thing I know that happens with families is that if you knew what to prepare for at the next crossroads, you would do it. But you never know what's going to happen like tomorrow in the course of caring for a loved one. So Daphne, tell us a little bit about, I know that's been my experience, tell us a little bit about what's going on with families today right now, especially in light of a pandemic. I'm sure that makes a huge difference as well.
The pandemic does make a difference, but there are some things that are completely the same and universal for all families. Mm-hmm. And you hit on a lot of them. Just in that introduction, you talked about a lot of subjects that we could probably spend a good 15 minutes on plus on each one of those little topics in that
exactly.
Introduction. So what I want to communicate at the very beginning is you truly are not alone. It's just a matter of finding a team of people that you can trust, mm-hmm. build relationship with, and know that they have the best interest of you, your family, and your loved mm-hmm. one at heart. Mm-hmm. That's paramount. You have to be able to trust people, to be open, to be candid, to have a feeling that you can say and ask any question and not feel stupid. This is, for many of you, I'm going to use a phrase we kind of hear around, it's your first rodeo. Mm-hmm. You haven't had to cross this bridge before mm-hmm. and know what to even consider, think about, look at. How do I evaluate my mom and dad? How do I honor who they are and still do the right and prudent thing to keep them safe and dignified? Just in my few sentences here, there's a whole lot that we can talk about there as well. So today, what I'd like to do is just share some stories. Share stories about real life situations that are happening currently or in the last literally 7 days. We at Pinnacle are very busy helping our families, and we're honored to always help our families in terms of figuring out what are the best housing and care situations for our loved one. How do we make this move be the last move? How do we truly identify the needs of our parents without having that perfect crystal ball? How do we even discern how to know which direction to turn? And Suzanne, you brought up a really good point. I know sometimes I get caught in throwing around lingo. I'll say AL, IL, SNF, memory care. And they're like, what? Stop, time out. What is that? And so let's today spend a little bit of time figuring out what all that jargon means as well. So yes. First of all, let's take care of some of the jargon. AL would be something that's assisted living. Assisted living is usually a big apartment building. It looks like an apartment building many times, and it has individual apartments that are from studio to two bedroom usually. It can range in services depending upon the disclosure of services that that assisted living will share with you. That's required by state law in the state of Washington to share their scope of care. There's also IL, or independent living. And that, again, looks very much like assisted living in terms of the structure of the building. It's a an apartment-like building with individual apartments. Again, usually a studio apartment to a two-bedroom. Within the confines of IL or AL, you can have, you know, washer dryer in the apartment. You can have a full kitchen, a partial kitchen. You can have outdoor areas. You can have swimming pools. You can have game rooms. You can have little mini theaters. I mean, they're different in every aspect. And so that's where someone like myself from Pinnacle Senior Placements can help you decide and discern what are the highest values for my loved one.
Exactly.
Then we move into what we call a SNF. It's frequently written down as SNF, and that's a skilled nursing facility. Traditional language would call it a nursing home, a rehab facility. That's an interim sometimes, and sometimes it is a long-term stay for some of our elders. And that's where people traditionally think of it as the highest level of medical care.
Right.
It's and that's usually true. Usually true to form. It also is usually sometimes as a rehab facility covered by your health insurance. And that's usually through Medicare at the age that we're dealing with right now and your supplements. And then we have in the state of Washington, we have another option called adult family homes, or we refer to them as AFHs. Adult family homes. And those also can have a very high level of medical care. They also can be independent, and they also can be assisted. So they encompass all levels of care that are available in the other communities. We also have one other, and that's called memory care. And memory care is usually in assisted living, adult family homes, or the skilled nursing facilities. And it just takes on a different flavor. It has a different focus in each one of those communities. The big step to take is, what's right for my mom and dad? Let's just assume we're working with your mom and dad or one of your parents. The only way to discern that is through conversation and having a guided conversation about what is important to you. What are your highest values? What is your current health situation? What are the prognosis of your health situation? Where potentially could that prognosis take you? And I'm talking in terms of thinking about ambulation, being able to swallow, cognition issues, needing to help get dressed in the future, arthritis, is that being, you know, progressive in your loved one? Is that a limiting factor? All the health things I think are really, really important to help decide what level of care. Then we have the emotional side where we try to figure out, but my mom or dad are still really independent right now and they like to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, being with other people is really important. Or we have the story of, you know what, my mom just really likes her own space. She's comfortable reading her own book and being in her space, and, you know, going to a big dining room might not work for her. It might be too intimidating. It's just not who my mom is. That's where somebody from Pinnacle Senior Placements would help you in walking through and identifying your highest values.
And I think that too, I remember just from my own experience in working with so many families, we as common, you know, unskilled professionals, they just, first of all, we come with our own emotional baggage on, you know, what we think is the right thing for our loved one. We don't, but we don't have all of the facts of, number one, what's available. And we don't necessarily notice the warning signs of things that a professional can. So,
yes.
You know, people will say to me a lot, oh, mom and dad are still living at home. They're doing okay. Oh, well, good. Well, tell me a little bit about them. And the first thing they'll go, well, they don't go out very much, you know, and then I start hearing the stories. Well, I do go pick up groceries for them because they can't handle the grocery store. And no, they don't really cook very much for themselves. So I usually make stuff for them once a week and bring stuff over. And I said, well, are they eating their food? Well, not always. So all of a sudden you start to pull this story out that they think that their parents are doing fine. Well, they're really not. They're not getting proper nutrition. Then you start asking them about, are they hydrating? Are they drinking enough water? All of the things that they should be doing, especially in later life, is not happening. So then all of a sudden things start to come to, for, you know, to awareness. Well, wow, I never really thought of those being indicators, you know, of maybe mom or dad needs more care. So obviously, Daphne, when you come in and you work with a family, that's one of the things that's really an advantage, because you really have an opportunity to really come to a point where you can notice these things and start to see the bigger picture for the family. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And sometimes for my friends that may be listening, don't feel like you're scrutinized all the time, but my professional eye gets turned on constantly.
Because
it's living regular life for our elders, it's regular life for them. But my eye has just been cued to kind of notice things, not in a judgmental way, not in a good or bad way, just it's life. Right. And I want to communicate that to all of you who are our listeners, that this is life. It's a next chapter of life. It's not good or bad.
Right.
It just is.
Just is.
And it just is. And how we embrace that, how we look at our aging process and going into the next chapter of life, really does shape how your next chapter of life is going to look. Mm-hmm. You can embrace this with pride and dignity and confidence that says, I've lived a full life. I'm 90 years old now. And yeah, my knees don't work, but so what? I still love people and I have a lot to give still. Or we can go, woe is me. My knees don't work anymore. I can't do anything in life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really is an attitude thing.
Yeah. And you know what? This hour we are talking about each and every one of you that are caring for a loved one, you are not alone. And Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.